St. Louis-based artist Tom Huck is returning to the subject of his rural Missouri roots, and this time, in a new series of prints, it's a hillbilly take on the Kama Sutra. KCUR's Laura Spencer met up with Huck at a Kansas City gallery.
Tom Huck stands in a small room at Sherry Leedy Contemporary Art, all dressed in black, with a shaved head, glasses, and ropey arms covered with tattoos.
I kind of want two things to happen. I want you to be horrified and shocked, but drawn back in because of the beauty of what's going on. I try to make bad things beautiful.
Like Huck himself, his works, often large-scale, intricate black-inked woodcuts, are full of humor, some with outright graphic accounts of small-town life, like his hometown of Potosi, Missouri, population just under 3,000. Huck's father was the town's chiropractor and a storyteller.
Who knows how exaggerated they were by the time they got to me, but I always had them in my mind, these stories, and when I started making work about myself, those were part of me, those stories.
Missouri life was the focus of Huck's 1998 woodcuts called 2 Weeks in August, 14 Rural Absurdities. The works of social satire touched on issues of racism, violence, and the abuse of authority. Huck turns to his rural roots again in his new series of smaller linoleum prints called The Hillbilly Kama Sutra.
I had been wanting to do a really strong, grab-you-by-the-throat, dramatic set of prints that just are horrifying and funny.
Huck says he was inspired by the work of early printmakers like Hans Holbein's series called Dance of Death. First published in 1537, it's considered a masterpiece of the macabre. In Dance of Death, death steps in at moments of everyday life.
Death is coming no matter who you are, no matter what your social status, no matter if you're the Pope or a beggar, a factory worker or a farmer, death is always on the horizon. It is a common thing. It's going to happen to all of us. Well, sex does too. Everybody does it. And so I saw that link there. Sex is going to be there no matter what.
It's not surprising that Huck credits underground comic book artist Robert Crumb as an early inspiration. But Huck's quick to point out that his new series is not pornography. He says you don't see the action. It's more about the setting as the acts are happening. Here's an example.
I mean, there's a couple that are, you know, doing it on a bed. The springs are exploding out of the bed, but there's a cat cleaning itself on the bed. I mean, you just focus on, you know, the composition more.
Huck says he's mapped out the next 25 years, continuing his satire in a series of large triptychs called Booger Stew. The first in the series, called The Transformation of Brandy Baghead, explored the lengths some go to for 15 minutes of fame through plastic surgery. The 4-foot by 8-foot panels are titled, named, and planned. And Huck says he's ready to get back to work. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.
Tom Huck, The Hillbilly Kama Sutra, continues through June 30th at Sherry Leedy Contemporary Art in the Crossroads Arts District. Photos and a video with Huck can be found on our website at kcur.org. Just click on Arts and Culture.